The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And we'd like to welcome you to another edition of Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, out on the web at linewsradio.com. I'm your host, Bob Vecchio. Thanks for tuning in each and every week to hear about the amazing things that are going on in our school districts across Long Island, especially in the new normal during this pandemic season. And this week in our spotlight, it's the Wyandanch School District, and they have a whole bunch of programs going on K through 12 to help out their students with social and emotional needs and to get through this new normal and this new way of learning. And listen, I'm always excited to talk to the students, and we've got students from the elementary school, the middle school, and the high school, so this is great. We got a jam-packed show for you this week, and we're going to start off our conversation with Dr. Talbert. She's the superintendent of schools and the assistant superintendent for administrative and educational accountability, Dr. Jordan. Dr. Talbert, welcome to Spotlight on Long Island Schools. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Bob. Thank you for having us, and we're looking forward to a lively discussion about great things in Wyandanch this evening.
Well, listen, and looking at what we're going to be talking about, it's so critically important to, in this day of hybrid and virtual and, you know, who's maybe in on, first, let me ask you, what type of model of delivery of instruction is going on at Wyandanch? Is it full in? Is it hybrid? I know we have to offer the full virtual option, so that's obviously on the table. What is the delivery system at Wyandanch at the present time?
So the delivery system here in Wyandanch is the hybrid model. Our students are in school. Some are in school 2 days a week. Others are in school 4 days a week. And the hump day, which is Wednesday, is sort of known as Wellness Wednesdays, which you will hear about from each of the respective schools as to how we are addressing the social emotional needs of our scholars as well as our staff on Wednesdays.
So critically important.
Yes, critically important.
And Dr. Jordan, what is the difference between the students that are coming 2 days and the students coming 4 days a week?
So the early elementary students, K through two, those students have the option of coming in 4 days a week. And then across the district, some of our more vulnerable populations, those who have more restrictive IEP needs, or certainly those who are in temporary housing, or maybe entering our emerging English language learners, have the possibility of coming in 4 days a week.
Great. And approximately how many students are full virtual on a percentage basis, just a ballpark?
About 40% across the district. It's a little bit higher in the higher grades than in the lower grades, but on average.
Well, speaking of the higher grades, we're going to start off at the high school. This really piqued my interest. You guys have a program called the Wyandanch Memorial High School Morning Show. And to give us a little background about that, Miss Tanisha Crawford is a social worker there. So, Miss Crawford, give us a little background about the morning show.
Yes, good evening. Thank you. Well, it started over the past few months, you know, since we've all been affected by the pandemic. We wanted to find a way to address any social and emotional challenges that our students have been feeling or experiencing over that time. I myself, the psychologist and the school counselors are part of the support team. And the way we teach these skills that we need them to learn is through social emotional learning. The platform for our social emotional learning at the school is the morning show, which is where we start each day with a morning meditation, mindfulness. This is to help our scholars release any negative emotions they maybe have coming in, but also to prepare them for a successful academic day. Each week we have lessons and activities, current events, discussions, debates, guest speakers. And I think Deborah can talk about a little bit more about what her experience is on the morning show in the mornings.
Great. So Deborah is a ninth grade student. So Deborah, the morning show, when I first heard about it, I thought it was, you know, you kind of get up there similar to morning announcements, let folks know. But that's not what this is. This is really kind of getting a group of kids together and talking about what's going on and what's on everybody's mind. Correct?
Yes.
Well, and what's been the biggest highlight for you with participating in the morning show?
So I came in to the school like late, like in October. So when I heard about the morning show, I was just like, okay, is this going to be some like cringy group therapy type stuff?
Yeah, like if you were a tree, what type of tree would you be type of thing?
But when I came in, I actually felt welcome. because there's first the morning meditation, which I kind of enjoy. It's not really my thing to meditate in the morning, and it got me into it. And then we start off with a topic. Usually it's like the monthly topic, let's say self-confidence. We talk about like regular issues that normal people face, like staying home and quarantine. And sometimes those discussions lead to like a topic for debate. One of the debates that we've done, mainly the main debate, was basically a question. If you were in power, what would you do in a pandemic? And we got a variety of answers, ranging from I would incarcerate anyone who doesn't abide by my laws.
That's power.
to I would make precautions, but I'm not their parent. If they try to disobey, let them die alone.
Wow. So
yeah.
So that's pretty topical. And how have you been dealing with learning in this environment very quickly?
So far in virtual learning, I've had quite a pleasant experience. The teachers are engaged and really willing to help students. We have a lot of after school programs for kids. There's more engagement in the virtual world now because social and emotional welfare like is now on the rise, and we need more help and everything.
Great. So, Deborah's a ninth grader at the Wyandanch Memorial High School. We're speaking with the folks from the Wyandanch School District about all the initiatives they've put in place for the social and emotional well-being of their students and their staff. And we're going to learn a lot more about some of the other programs that they have going on at the middle school and the elementary school. And I'm excited to be talking with some additional students from the Wyandanch School District. You're listening to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, out on the web at linewsradio.com. And we'll be right back after this. And we'd like to welcome you back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, out on the web at linewsradio.com. Bob Vecchio, continuing our conversation with the folks from the Wyandanch School District and how they're attending to the social and emotional needs of their students and their staff with some mindfulness programs, morning meditation with the morning show over at the high school, and some of the other initiatives they have going on, because it is a K-12 initiative. And listen, you know, if we've learned anything about this pandemic, it's you have to be a little more creative. You have to be a little more responsive. Think a little outside the box and pay close attention to those that you're serving, and pay close attention to those that are serving our clients or our students, if you will, because staff mindfulness and meditation is just as important, because we're all in this together. Right now, we're going to turn our attention to the initiative at the Milton Olive Middle School in the Wyandanch School District. And here to tell us a little bit about a program they have down there is a responsive classroom interventionist, and Ms. Sherelle Allen. Welcome to Spotlight on Long Island Schools.
Thank you so much, Bob. So excited to be here.
Yeah, we're excited to learn about some of the things that you guys are doing. So give us a little quick overview about some of the programs that you have initiated at the middle school, because middle school is really, it's a tough time period for kids, right? Because they're going through so many changes and they get so anxious. So middle school is tough on a good day. Now you throw a pandemic in there and virtual learning and hybrid and all the pressure, you know, it's such a huge adjustment. I don't know how you guys are doing it, but let's talk about some of the things you guys have initiated over there.
Yeah. So, I mean, the responsive classroom interventionist is someone who really just promotes a climate of trust and academic growth and positive behavior. And we support the teachers and also the staff and administrators and students, like really addressing like their social emotional concerns. And so how we do that is the responsive classroom is a space for our students to come. And whenever they're experiencing any stress, any anxiety, feeling overwhelmed, feeling depressed or sad, they have someone that they can come to, which is me. And we can really, really get into many different activities. We do yoga, we do meditation, we do different mindfulness exercises. We also
What's an example of a mindfulness exercise for those that may not be
familiar with that? Definitely. So sometimes it would be just paying attention to your breath, right? Paying attention to your breath, or really just noticing whatever bodily sensations are really what are opening up for you in that moment. Because a lot of times when we're experiencing that stress and anxiety, we just have a ordinary response. And it's just like really to just get us centered and focused on, okay, what exactly are we feeling? And like really heighten that awareness so that we can start to change some of those maladaptive habits that we have. And we also do many different things outside of the box. We do a lot of role play. We do a lot of dancing, listening to music. We do some games. And a big piece is also our restorative healing circles. So we were in person and we were actually sitting in circle. We would incorporate staff and administrators in circle, and we would really get to know each other and ask each other questions that we wouldn't necessarily ask inside the classroom. And so we did that. And now we are doing that more virtually. And it's actually, it's interesting. We didn't think the virtual space could be intimate and can be as connected as in person, but it's actually showing that it is. And we do that all day, pretty much on Wednesdays. It is such an experience, and it is such a privilege to be able to do this work.
Yeah, Wellness Wednesdays. And we're going to talk to Sanaya Jackson. You're a seventh grade student over at the Milton Olive Middle School. And Sanaya, what are some of the, we said, what is an example of a mindfulness program that you participate in? And what are some of the things that you like about some of the programs that are in the classroom or helping support you? Give us some of your experiences.
I like that I can come to her whenever and I can trust her and I could talk to her about anything. And I feel like I don't have to hide anything because I know she's going to be there for me and not judge me no matter what.
So it makes you feel better about coming to school, number one, and being engaged with somebody at the school to help you, not just what you're learning, but with some of the things that you've been dealing with. Yes.
Yes.
And how do you think that has helped you with your schoolwork?
I'm more confident in myself. I build encouragement in myself a lot instead of participating in class. I participate more because I feel like even if I get it wrong, I'll still learn from my mistakes.
Well, absolutely. Sometimes your best lessons come from some of your greatest mistakes or greatest failures. It's called success through failure. So you should not be afraid to take that chance, right? What would you say is the favorite thing when you think of Miss Allen and how she's been there for you? What is the thing that you like most about Miss Allen?
Her personality, how she carries herself.
And in what way does she carry herself that you like?
She's so confident, and she's just like that one woman that's just so powerful and that can do anything.
Could do anything. So she carries herself with confidence, and you try to want to be like that? You want to be confident like her as well?
Yes.
And what do you hope to do after you graduate Wyandanche? I mean, I know you're only in middle school now, but think ahead when you graduate. What do you think you want to do? Do you want to become somebody like Miss Allen and some of the things that she's doing, or do you have something else in mind that you want to do?
I have something else in mind.
And what would that be?
A nurse midwife.
A nurse midwife. Wow, that's a lot of pressure. I mean, you kind of got to get that right. There's only one time that baby's coming out, so good for you. We want to be a healthcare worker, especially. You can't stress the value of healthcare workers today. Sanaya, thank you for speaking with us on Spotlight on Long Island Schools about some of the programs that you're involved in. Miss Allen, job very well done. Obviously, your confidence is carrying on to the people that you're helping out on a daily basis. We're continuing our conversation with the Wyandanche School District. Mindfulness, social and emotional well-being of their students and their staff, and how they're getting through this pandemic. And when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking with some programs they have going on in the elementary schools. You're listening to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, out on the web at linewsradio.com. We'll be right back with Wyandanche. And we'd like to welcome you back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, streaming live on the web at linewsradio.com. Bob Vecchio, once again, we're continuing our conversation with the Wyandanche School District and some of the social, emotional, and mindfulness programs and initiatives that they have going on in their schools. And again, it's a K-12 initiative. We started off with the high school, went to the middle school, and now we're going to finish it up with the elementary school. And tell us a little bit about what's going on in the elementary schools. And there's two elementary schools at the Wyandanche School District. You have the Martin Luther King Jr. Elementary and the LaFrancis Hardeman Elementary School. And We're pleased to welcome Ms. Elizabeth Moshkovich, social worker from the Wynedance School District. Ms. Moshkovich, welcome to Spotlight on Long Island Schools.
Hi, how are you? You have to see our Wellness Wednesdays. Everybody knows about Wellness Wednesdays, even up at Central. We have, we've really transformed Wednesdays where it's just really focusing on the student's social and emotional well-being. We started, both psychologists and I started with surveys on Google Forms to our students, asking them how they were feeling, how they are adjusting to school. And then the next step, we sent out surveys to the teachers. What is their biggest concerns and how are they feeling? We got so many different answers. We received a mix of responses from students feeling isolated, a little bit alone, they miss school, they like being home, just all these different responses. And from the teachers, we mostly heard that they were worried about their students. Are they feeling isolated? And we had teachers telling us that they were overwhelmed themselves. So together with our principal, we redesigned Wednesdays. The teachers now have time to meet with their students in small groups in another Google Classroom, and then they like chat. The teachers can get to know their students, students that they never see in person, and bring the students together where they can actually socialize. They explore their feelings. It just allows the students the time to kick back and relax. And then that's where the teacher can identify if they need more support from the, you know, mental health staff, from the psychologist and I, and then they can make the referral to us. But the amazing thing that we've really come together and everyone is having a great time is what we do for the teachers. On Wednesdays, once a month, we plan something fun for the teachers. We started with paint and sip, where the art teachers facilitated a paint session and they painted a beautiful winter scenery. But 2 weeks ago, we had social emotional bingo and people were going crazy. Bingo, bingo, I won. We gave out gift cards, Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks. Dr. Talbert was a part of it. Dr. Jordan, Ms. Simpson, Mr. Hodge. And it's just like, it's really, really turned it into an atmosphere where they can say something, how you're feeling. Let us know because we're here to help.
And what would you say outside of, you mentioned isolationism for the student survey, what were some of the other, say, two or three other things that were some of the top concerns that the students expressed to you during those surveys?
That they were anxious about, you know, COVID, that they had family members that were affected by COVID, and when will we go back to normal? Many students said that they wanted to come into school, but their parents felt that they were safer at home. And then the children that were in school were happy to be in school.
Okay. And we're going to speak with one of those students, and we are going to talk to Jayla Rodriguez. You're a fifth grade student over at Martin Luther King Jr. Elementary School. Is that correct, Jayla?
Yes.
All right. So welcome to Spotlight on Long Island Schools. And talk to me about Wellness Wednesdays. You know, Dr. Talbert started at the first segment and said we took Hump Day, which is, you know, the nickname for Wednesdays, and turned it into Wellness Wednesdays. What are some of the programs that you're involved with and that you look forward to?
Some programs I'm involved in is like One World, and I'm also involved in SGO. I'm involved in Wellness Wednesday. And also on Wellness Wednesday, I log into my classroom and my teacher, she separates people into groups to have time to know more about the kids in our classroom. And my teacher, Ms. Donnelly, she asks how we're doing, how we feel, and like, how was our weekend? Sometimes we watch motivational videos and we do work on Motivational Wednesday. And she do self-care. Sometimes she plays music, like waterfall music, to make sure we're calm and relaxed while we're doing our work. And some things that like helps us is that she pulls us and she gives us extra time to complete some work. And if we need help with anything, she'll give us that time to do it. And she will also let us play like a trivia game. If you don't want to talk about how you're feeling, she would also like give us this trivia and you have to pick a box and tell her how you're feeling.
Well, listen, Wellness Wednesday sound like quite the busy day, and there's a lot going on there. And J-Lo, would you say you're really happy with how things have been going at school this year?
Yes.
All right. And I bet you're looking forward to when you could go back again 5 days a week like normal.
Yes.
Well, listen, I want to thank everybody from the Wyandanch School District to talk to us about all these programs that you have going on. They seem to be working well. The students certainly have bought in and they communicated very well. Dr. Talbert, really hats off. Great job. And to the entire staff at the Wyandanch family, great job. Keep doing what you're doing. Education had to pivot on a dime. We had to figure it all out. It was like building a plane in mid-flight, but you guys are doing a phenomenal job and your students have certainly made you proud. And we're glad that you took some time out to tell us all about it right here on Spotlight on Long Island Schools. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week. And hey, check out our Facebook page, Spotlight on Long Island Schools. That's your place to suggest a program, club, or activity that your kids are involved in. And your school district may be the next one right here in our spotlight. But until we talk next week, please stay well, make safe decisions, and stay healthy. Thank you again.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.